Welcome to Teacher Entrepreneur School. We have a special episode for you tonight, whether you are joining us here live in our Blab chat, whether you are watching this on our teacherentrepreneurschool.com, listening on podcast or YouTube. We are mixing things up tonight.
Yes.
And we are doing a Q&A. You know, we've been coming on and doing our show each week with kind of some topics that we specifically wanted to talk about. But we've been getting some juicy questions from our email, teacherentrepreneurschool@gmail.com. And so Caitlin and I thought that we would address some of those questions. And Caitlin, what do you think? Tell us who you are.
Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us. I'm Caitlin, for those of you that don't know me. And I'm the blogger behind Teach Inspire Change. But I'm also the co-founder of a company called EB Academic Camps. And we partner with schools across the country to help them run after-school programs and summer camps for students in reading and writing. And then I've also started another business with Sheila, Teacher Entrepreneur School. So I've become quite the little entrepreneur over the course of the past handful of years. So lots of exciting things on the horizon.
That is for sure. And I am Sheila. I run the website SheilaJaneTeaching.com. I started my business, which is Teach Happy Membership. It is a membership platform for wellness for teachers. And I also consider my iTeach TV network a sort of business of sorts, which is the first live streaming platform for teachers on Periscope and Blab. And then I am the co-founder of Teacher Entrepreneur School. And so I'm excited because we are coming up close on the launch and the super uber surprise discounted rate that might be coming at you sometime if you're on our email list.
Yes. Make sure you sign up for our email list. Important things coming in your way.
Okay, so let's get into the questions. One of the questions that we have been asked quite frequently, both in our survey and just emails, is if someone is a TPT seller, do they really need extensive business background? Does this course fit their needs? Do teachers on TPT need a business plan, a mission statement? So we're going to kind of delve into that question right now. So what do you think, Caitlin?
Yes. So I thought this was really interesting that a lot of people were asking this question. And what I've been loving about doing this with Sheila is I'm doing it from two different perspectives. I'm writing the course, we've been writing the course, and I've been looking at it from two different perspectives. One as an entrepreneur and a founder of EB Academic Camps, a company that I talked about, we partner with schools. It's a true, like, you know, brick and mortar type company where we have schools and locations and things like that. But then I've also been looking at it from the TPT perspective because we recently, EB Academic Camps recently opened a TPT store. And it's interesting to see the course through both lenses of a company like EB Academic Camps and then our TPT store. So I want to share just a little personal anecdote with you guys that when I first started TPT for Teach Inspire Change about 3 years ago, I think, I had no direction. And I talked about this, I think last week or the week before, that I would just like post whatever I had in my classroom to my Teach Inspire Change store. I had no direction. I had no mission statement, no purpose, no real like business, no looking glass of business looking at it. And it didn't do very well. Like I probably made $500 in 3 years on my Teach Inspire Change TPT, which is great, but nothing. And then I started our EB TPT store with our mission statement in mind. So like seeing it as an ancillary part of our business has been really beneficial. And I can't even tell you the difference, and the variances between what Teach Inspire Change has done in 3 years versus what EB Academic Camps has done in the 2.5 months that we've actually been putting effort into what we're doing. So taking this course as a teacher, paid teacher seller is going to be very helpful for you because we're going to help change your mindset and the way that you look at your store as a real business and no longer just this hobby. So that's really our goal. And that's how I've been scrutinizing our whole course is looking at it that way to make sure that it's beneficial for all teachers, paid teachers, teacher entrepreneurs as well.
Yeah, and it's been really funny. Well, not funny, but kind of funny when we have our business chats between the two of us on Google Hangouts. Caitlin's been keeping me updated on the super uber focus of her, you know, EB Academic TPT store. And we'll be in the middle of the meeting and she'll get the cha-chings. Like, cha-ching. I'm like, what was that?
I'm like, I just made money.
Yeah. So it's been fun for me to follow your journey with that. And as far as from my perspective, I had a TPT store like 4 or 5 years ago, and it was just a money drain. It was a fun hobby, and it did make me some money, but basically whatever grade I taught, I just made products for that grade level. So it was just kind of a hodgepodge of everything. And I actually ended up shutting that store down because when I got clear with the mission and the vision and the business plan of Sheila Jane Teaching, I didn't really want that TPT store kind of sitting out there with a mess of muck.
Yeah.
None of my new branding that had just wasn't me anymore. So, yeah, that's kind of where I am with it. And I love my business plan. And I think, which I hated my business plan at the time that I was writing it because it was pretty tedious. And I didn't have teacher entrepreneur school when I had to do my business plan for Sheila Jane Teaching. And so one thing that was important to me in coming up with this course is talking to Caitlin, like, can we give these teachers a template to make the writing a business plan and mission statement as painless as possible? Because essentially your mission statement and your business plan, like I check in on my business plan quite often to make sure that I'm making progress, that I'm not, that I'm making profit, that I'm on a clear path. So I think it's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And to look at your TPT store from that perspective of, hey, I got to sit down and write a business plan for this. It really sets you on the path for success because you're looking at it through the lens of an entrepreneur and a lens of a business person, as opposed to I'm a teacher and I want to make money and I'm going to do this. So it really kind of, it forces you to change your focus and your mindset and the way that you think about your TPT store in a different way.
Yes. So we just want to say, if you guys have any questions that pop into your mind during this live broadcast, I know those of you that are listening on YouTube and podcast after the show, you can always email us or visit our website, teacherentrepreneurschool.com. But if you're here with us live in this chat and you have any questions, all you have to do, I think, is do a backslash and a queue. And Caitlin and I would love to answer them live here in the chat. So please don't hesitate. You're even welcome. I'll open up the seat. Don't feel pressure, but you can jump in if you want to ask us a question, or you can just put the question in the comments. So the next question that we get in our survey is about failure. And the question is about, what if I fail? Like, is this course going to guarantee I don't fail? What happens if I am a failure? So we thought it would be important to address that because it seems to be a consistent theme that comes up in every survey that we get, at least has one part where teachers are mentioning that failure piece.
Yeah, and I think that that's just a part of human nature and a part of being an entrepreneur. And I read articles often and I look up to, you know, certain entrepreneurial role models. And everybody feels that way. The difference between the people who make it and the people who don't are that the people who are afraid to fail allow themselves to. Whereas if you're afraid to fail and you push through it and you don't allow that to hinder you from moving forward and being successful, that's the difference between you and the person who's sitting in your desk. Is that, yeah, you're nervous and you think about it and you're like, oh, I might not be good at this. But look, I'm going to try anyways, and I'm going to put my best foot forward, and I'm not ever going to give up on what it is that I want to do and that I'm going to make a difference with this business in my life or other people's lives. You can't let fear hinder you from doing things. I kind of equate it to, I'm really afraid of flying. I don't like flying, but I love to travel. So I try really hard to not let fear take away something that I love, which is traveling. So think of it with that same mindset, that same idea. This is something that you love and something that you're passionate about. Fear cannot stand in your way. Because if it does, no one's ever going to know your brilliant idea. No one's ever going to be able to be a part of this wonderful thing that you have to share with all of us. And don't let fear stop you. Yeah.
That quote that we just posted on Instagram today, you don't get the same moment twice in life. And so if you let that fear get in your way, it's going to stop you. And I like to think of it as, I've had a huge fear of failure as I've gone into my business. It's just been like daily. And when I first started my business, it was a crushing fear of failure. And I put an interesting spin on it eventually when it just got to be too much for me and it was holding me back. And I thought, why do I have this fear of failure? I have this fear of failure because I am so passionate about helping teachers not burn out. Like, I am so passionate that if I talk about it too much, my friends know me, I start crying, I get red in the face, I get really frothy at the mouth. Like, it is my passion. And so when that failure starts to creep in me, I try to spin it to the positive with my business. And it's like, it's because I found my purpose and calling and passion. And that's what's driving me. And I don't want to let these teachers down. And then that propels me forward to push past that fear of failure and keep trying and keep doing it, because I know my purpose will hopefully make an impact in the world positively. So we have a question that came in, Caitlin, from our fabulous teacher entrepreneur friend, Meg. And she says, one of her questions is, how long did it take you to find your niche?
Yeah, so for us, well, for Teach Inspire Change, that never happened. So I'll be honest with you.
It's all about real talk.
Yeah, because I didn't put forth the effort. I didn't put forth the brainstorm. I didn't think about it business-wise. So with EB Academic Camps, it was very, this organic process that happened for us. It was where do people need help? Like, what is the area where students need help? And what am I good at? Well, I'm going to toot my own horn. I'm a really good teacher at writing. Like, I teach students how to write very well. Like, that is my strength. And the same thing with my business partner. And we took that, like, okay, that's what I'm good at. That's what I can do. We see a lot of students who cannot write. How can we help teachers teach students how to write? And that became our focus. And that's everything that we create, everything that we do for our summer camps, our after school programs, our Teachers Pay Teachers products, what we're putting together for our online learning course. All of that is focused around helping students learn how to write, argumentative, logic, all of those types of things. So finding a niche wasn't hard. It just came organically. I don't know how to, you really have to brainstorm about your strengths and the problem that you're hoping to solve.
And that is our first, like, in a nutshell, Caitlin just described our first module. Our course is broken up into four modules. And the first module, you know, we have our hummingbird in our logo. And our hummingbird in our logo is so critical and key to us because it's our symbol of the flapping the wings and the heart pounding and the passion and the finding the nectar. And like, that symbolism is so key. And so our first module is all about finding how you get your strengths, how you get your talents, how you narrow down your niche. Like, we have a whole plan to get you narrow focused. How did I particularly find my niche? I was all over the place. I tell Caitlin all the time, I went through a phase where I wanted to be a beauty YouTube guru. I wanted to leave teaching and like make beauty videos. That's how insane, not insane, but that's how like all over the place I was. Just to be very honest with you, how I kind of found my niche is I found a theme that I kept going back to. And like I said earlier, the topic was teachers and what made my face get red and fired up. And when I kept circling back to that, I'm like, there's a message here that I need to pick up. I need to follow this and I need to do this. And I told Caitlin that I literally had a book fall off the shelf. And I go into a story inside of Teacher Entrepreneur School, the course, about that book that fell off the shelf and how that changed my world to start Sheila Jane Teaching. But it's almost like the universe, not to get too woo-woo cheesy stuff, but it starts to just send you little messages that you pick up on your niche along the way and you have this itch that you're like, if I don't start a business with this, it grows into a hunger and a scratch that you just need to get to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Someone had a question in the, they didn't put it in the question section, but it was really interesting. She asked, Casey and Teach Fifth, will this be a good business? Will this be good for business ideas that are not connected to TPT and teaching?
That's Miranda, I think. And that is a really good question.
Yeah. I mean, so I wrote her back. Absolutely. Yes. So even though my business, EV Academic Camps, is focused on teaching, it isn't like teachers pay teachers in any capacity whatsoever. The way that the business works is very much a summer camp business model and focus. So I've taken all of the things that I've learned from business and all the stuff I've learned about entrepreneurism and put that into this company that we've started that, you know, we're growing consistently over the course of time. So even though my company has to do with teaching, it's really a summer camp business. So even if you're looking to start a boutique, a clothing boutique, or you want to open up a wine shop, or you want to open up a restaurant, all of the things that we're talking about in the Teacher Entrepreneur School are applicable to the whole gamut of all entrepreneurs and all types of entrepreneurs. It's specifically, though, for teachers because of the way that teachers think, and we can relate to you. We can relate to being in the classroom full time and doing a business full time on the side and how that transition works and when you make the decision to actually leave the classroom or go part time or what it takes to make a business move forward all while still teaching. Because for us, like that, for me at least, that was the hardest part, was being in the classroom and starting a business at the same time. So even if you're doing, you know, if you want to invent something to like go to space, this course will help you. So it's not just for teachers. It's not just for education. It's with teachers in mind. So if you have something else that you want to do, don't feel like you can't take this course because it is 100% applicable to you as well.
Yes, completely agree. And time management is a question that comes up a ton in our surveys. Help with time management. Am I going to have enough time to start my business and teach and my family and all of this stuff? So I think that's such an important question because time management is something that I feel like over the course of the past year, 2 years, I've really honed in on, because you have to be set very strict boundaries around your time when you go into the business realm, because it can suck up a lot of time and you can spin around in circles and stuff. And what I love that we integrate and we're going to integrate into our course is accountability partner. And so you will get an accountability partner when you register for the course. That's why we're limiting the amount of people that are in the course, which is why you want to get on it fast and register.
And sign up for the newsletter.
I was very lonely when I started Sheila Jane Teaching. I talk about a story in the course of how I felt like I was looking through a window, tapping on the glass, and like a bunch of teacher pay teacher sellers were inside. And I was kind of on the outside wanting to go a different path. And I felt really lonely and I didn't have a partner to bounce ideas off of. Now, of course, I have Caitlin and I often bounce ideas off with Meg, who's in the comments, and Kristen from Teach Inspire Change. And I have some kind of business-minded teacher entrepreneurs that I connect with. But back then, I didn't. And I think an accountability partner can really help you manage your time. Because they get you on track and they, you know, you ask, you have something you want to work on and then they check in with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kristen, you said from Teach Inspire Change, Sheila meant Kristen from Easy Teaching Tools.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Kristen, Caitlin, it's all very close. Do we want to talk about Angie's question?
Yes.
So Angie asks, I'm nervous about taxes and retirement if I step away from the classroom. Did you hire a financial consultant? So Sheila, I'll go real fast on this because we're getting close to the end of our time. But I've been fortunate enough that I know people who are financial consultants. My husband works very heavily and closely in retirement benefits and health benefits, all that stuff. So for me, it was about using resources that I had in my circle of friends or in my circle of family. And a lot of the times that's going to be something that you just need to go out and ask, like, do you know somebody that could sit down with me at a cheaper price because I'm trying to make this work? And just seeing what's out there as a resource that you have in your life. For all you know, your neighbor is a financial consultant and they'd be happy to sit down with you. So my answer is yes. Simply because nowadays retiring is on everyone's agenda. It's all in the back of our heads. It's something we all want to do and make a future for ourselves so that we can retire early, go travel and live a wonderful life. So my biggest piece of advice is to see if you know somebody. And even if you don't, to, yeah, I would probably hire a financial planner, just someone to talk to, an accountant maybe, and kind of look at your numbers and see what it is that you need to do to ensure like the almost, you know, safety net that you need in order to retire by a certain age.
Yeah. So in the course, we have an entire section where we talk about what is your initial investment going into your business. And we will have, this is where Caitlin is such a pro and an expert and a helper, like spreadsheets where you will really map out the cost that it takes to start your business. And then as you do your business plan, the projected cost that you're going to have, neither of us are financial gurus or consultants. So we're going to give you the basics that you need. And Andrea, I'm so glad you asked that question because there are limitations that we have in this course. Like we can't solve all of the problems with taxes and financial stuff, but what we can do, and I think we're really good at, is taking a look at our businesses and then listing like checklists or listing ideas for you. Because I think sometimes it's just about having the talking points. It's about having the checklist when you start your business because your mind is swimming everywhere. So where we might not be able to give you like specific retirement financial planning advice, we can give you like the talking questions. And then you'll have the private Facebook group where you can, if you need more in-depth questions, you can ask. Mm-hmm. I know personally, I don't have a financial planner that I consult with on a regular basis. I really have a good relationship with my accountant and my accountancy firm that I really partner with for my financial planning and my spending with my business. And I talk about that in the course, how I partner with my accountant to kind of get a grip on that kind of stuff.
Yes. Good question, Angie. Thank you for asking. All right. Do we want to talk about the last thing? Do we have enough time? 5 minutes?
No, I think we should wrap. We'll save that for our next episode.
Yes. So I just want to make sure that you guys know to go to our website, fill out the survey. If you fill out the survey, you are registered to win. We'll probably be announcing the winner, Sheila, soon, right? Before we send out our newsletter on Tuesday, is my guess.
Yeah. We have to discuss that. Yeah.
So go to our website, fill out the survey, give us some information about you, what you're nervous about, what you're looking forward to. And then also really make sure that you sign up for our newsletter because we are sending out a special Christmas present to all of our newsletter subscribers next week. So you want to make sure that you have given us your email address so that we can send that to you. You don't want to miss out on that opportunity.
Yes. So we will be announcing that giveaway winner and we actually won't have a show for the next couple weeks.
No.
For Christmas Eve, obviously we won't have a show. And then for New Year's Eve, we won't have a show. So we won't be talking with you again, probably until, we'll be talking with you maybe through Periscope and Instagram and Facebook and our newsletter, obviously, but our next show will be on Thursday the 7th after registration for the course has already started.
It's very exciting. And I just want to leave you guys with a quote that we posted on our social media today that Sheila has already spoken to. Of you don't get the same moment twice in life. And I know I say this every time that we have a blab. We as teachers and in this world of teacher entrepreneurism and teachers leaving the profession at astounding rates with all of our brilliant ideas and all of our brilliant business skills, we are on the brink of creating the light bulb. And like, this is the moment. This is the time. If you've been thinking about it before, come join us. We will help you. We are here for you. This course was made with love and designed for you guys. So please come join us on this journey. And we are just thrilled to be able to do this for all of you. So you don't get the same moment twice in life. Grasp it, carpe diem, go seize the day. and that's it. That's all I have to say.
Yep, sounds good. We will see you in our next show. And you can find both of us on teacherentrepreneurschool.com. You can find, just find us there and connect with us there.
Yep.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone.